Good afternoon. I'm District Attorney Marion Ryan. I'm joined here today by Fire Marshal Cohn, Superintendent Taylor, Chief Pittard. As you know, early this morning, Lowell Police and Fire responded to a fire. This building behind me, 81 to 85 Branch Street. We now know that there were 7 individuals who did not survive that fire. We believe those to be 4 adults, 3 children. We are beginning today what I expect will be a long and thorough review of this building, forensic review of the alarm system within this building, seeking to determine cause and origin of the fire. As you can see from the condition of the building and what we've formed with respect to the number of people who did not survive this fire, I expect this to be a long and thorough process. Anybody have any questions? Well, obviously, we don't want anyone to be further injured in that building. We'll be doing a very slow and methodical search through the building, both to determine that we've recovered everyone from the building and also to begin the search for cause and origin, also doing a forensic review of the structure of the building itself.
District Attorney Ryan, we've heard reports from witnesses of explosions inside that may have been fireworks or some kind of other explosive. Steve Cohn mentioned earlier that those people had come forward to you. Is that part of the process that you've heard from those people?
Everything we have heard, and we have heard that, everything we have heard will be part of the review that we'll be doing, the thorough review as to cause and origin.
But you have heard specifically?
Yes, we have that. We have that.
What about the... There wasn't any sprinkler systems?
We have heard that, and we are all deeply concerned about that allegation. We don't know that to be true at this point. That will be part of the forensic review of the building and part of the investigation we'll be doing.
No sprinklers? We have heard that.
I just want to clarify that. There is a fire alarm system in the building. As to whether it was operational, that's part of the forensic review that the DA has ordered. As to sprinklers, there were no sprinkler system. There was not a sprinkler system in the building. So we can't investigate the lack of sprinklers in this case. As I said in the earlier press, not to speculate on a different outcome, but I reiterate, when an incident like this, a horrific incident has occurred, there is such a value to sprinkler systems. But at the time this building was built, it would not have required sprinklers to be installed. However, it would have required and did have a fire alarm system in the building.
What type of fire alarm system? Is that about hardwired electrical ones or individual ones in the apartments that are, say, battery operated?
At this point, we have spent all morning focusing singularly on finding the victims and preparing them for removal from the building. We have not delved into the system itself. I can only say that as we have heard and the DA has heard, is there are numerous reports that there were no smoke alarms operating at the time of the fire. But it is too early in the investigation to make any comment as to the validity of those statements. We need to go through that fire alarm system piece by piece and determine its operability and then try to determine whether it operated at the time of the fire.
Steve, when do you expect to remove?
I do not know at this time. We have asked for and have received great cooperation from the city, who have provided us all the records of the building, the history of the building, any issues that may result from code violation notifications. But again, we haven't had the opportunity to dig into that.
That's the recent code violations.
I don't know. All I can say to you is that we have the records of the building through the cooperation of the city.
Steve, we know the victims are part of one family or two different families.
I would turn that back over to you.
Thank you. We do not know that at this point, and I expect it will be a fairly long time before we have positive identifications of the individuals that did not survive the fire. We don't know that yet. We don't know that yet. No, we don't.
Can you speak to the removal process? Is it safe for investigators to be inside the building? And is that a factor in the removal process?
As I said, obviously we don't want anyone else to sustain injuries. That it lies within the jurisdiction of the fire marshal as to when they can re-enter the building, and I think we're making plans for that.
Well, we are. With the chief, I mean, this is a joint investigation with Lowell Fire, Lowell Police, but the chief's personnel are in the building along with investigators from our office. We've got some tools to be able to get through that building. We're not concerned at this point that we won't be able to totally go through that building, make sure that there are no more victims that may be in there, and that it will gain us sufficient access to be able to initiate the origin and cause investigation as time goes on. It's not going to happen in the next half hour, but as time goes on, those are the steps that we will take.
What have you learned about how the fire started?
What?
The cause and origin of the fire is going to be the subject of the investigation. What caused the fire?
Where it started?
Cause and origin. Cause being how it started, origin where it started.
I understand firefighters were ordered out of the building because of the safety issue. Any firefighters?
Any firefighters?
There was one firefighter. Yes, that is correct, that at one point during the fighting of the fire, the firefighters were ordered to evacuate the building. I believe at that time, parts of the roof had started to collapse and some localized collapse inside the building on the first two floors. We did have one fire captain sustained a leg injury. I think he was hit with a piece of slate. My understanding is that he's going to be okay. I don't think it was a very serious injury. Beyond that, I don't know of any firefighters that were injured fighting this fire.
Is there a police officer caught one of the families in the fire?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think there were a number of ways. I think the 911 dispatch received a couple of calls. A patrolman on duty came upon the fire. I think he heard people crying for help. And I do know that some people, I'm not sure if they were tenants or bystanders, went to the fire station, which is only 100 yards down the street, and banged on the door calling for help.
Have you been in contact with the owner of the building or a representative of the owner?
Yes, we have.
I should add, there are 9 individuals that were taken from the building, are in area hospitals with serious, what we believe now to be non-life-threatening injuries.
How many people were arrested?
A number of people, multiple people.
Is it confident now or is it
now? No, we are not. We're going to be conducting a thorough search.
Are there people, a number of people?
We are going to be doing a very thorough search of the building. In a building with this many units, obviously people, you don't always have a clear indication of who might have had a guest in the home, that sort of thing. So we will be doing a very thorough and methodical search to make sure that we've recovered the
building. Are there any records about the last time the building may have been inspected?
As the marshal indicated, the city of Lowell has been very forthcoming. We're in the process of getting all of those records.
You don't know that right now?
Too soon. I mean, we've been here.
So you don't know when the last time you're
I do not know that.
Did they bring in the dogs?
We may do that at some point, yes.
Victims were found in apartments, in the hallway? Or?
At this point, it's early in the investigation, and we're going to be going through that building in that search.
Were there a couple of children who were firefighters or
there were individuals, I don't know their ages, who were rescued by the Lowell Fire Police and Fire coming from the windows, yes.
Jumping or being dropped from the windows or jumping?
My understanding is both jumping and dropping. That's going to all be part of cause and origin examination of the fire.
Yeah.
We don't know that yet.
Yeah. Steve, question, can you tell from looking at it or from what you've done so far whether there's proper egress for the number of people that were living here?
I have to go back and repeat that we've been so singly focused on identifying and then removing the bodies, we haven't even looked at that. But that forensic review of the building will also include that. There are rear porches to that if you look at the back side of the building. So there is some egress areas off the rear of the building. To the extent that it all falls into code, we got a lot of work to do before we can answer that.
We believe at this point that there were 4 adults, 3 children.
They don't know their ages.
Within two different apartments?
Yes.
How different apartments, you know, which floors?
On the third floor, the residential part of the building.
The victims came from two different apartments.
Yes.
Can you say whether or not it was at the right side of the building or the left side? Most of the right side has the most damage.
They came from the rear of the building.
Last question. Somebody who hasn't asked a question yet.
Anybody
who hasn't asked a question yet?
Yeah.
Okay, last question. Do you know how long it's been since Lowell's had a fire of this magnitude in this building?
I don't know offhand. I know we had the multiple fatality fire like 30 years ago, but of this magnitude, I really couldn't say.
I understand from the fire marshal the last time we had seven victims was in 1994 in Attleboro.
That's correct. There was a Christmas Eve fire in 1994 in a single-family home in North Attleboro that unfortunately took the lives of an entire family. That is the last time we've reached this number. Subsequent to that, we've had five people die in a fire in Dennis. We've had five people die in a fire in Lawrence. Tragically, the six firefighters in Worcester and several others. But a fire of the magnitude of this loss, we go back in history, very, very tragically, to have a parallel to what took place here today.
How many firefighters?
Thank you.